from Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, listeners. Now, as you previously heard here on Q News.
Way back in 1955, Pete Seeger penned a hit track called Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Today, one might ask, where have all the VK4 amateur radio clubs gone? Where have all the amateur radio clubs gone? If Q News, this weekly news of, by, and for VK4 amateurs was a guide, it's a question worth answering, somehow. Put pen to paper and step up to the microphone and drop the good goss on what your club is doing, in audio and text, and send off to qnews@wia.org.au. I'll say that again, qnews@wia.org.au. I'm Jeff Emery.
This is VK4 November Lima with a Nutty Campers update. Our June camp was held at Kilkeven Bush Camp. It was a tremendous success with 36 people attending. Great company, and the camp kitchen meal was enjoyed by all. Next gathering in October will be a tag-along in the South Burnett. Mostly free camping. Come and go as you wish. See you in the great outdoors. 7-3's Young Nolly.
News from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. This is Gordon, VK4VP. It's a little over 2 months to Sunfest this year, which is being held on September 9th, and it's in the usual spot as the past few years at the Woombye School of Arts building in the main street of Woombye, starting from 0900. Tables are $20 each, and that gets you two entry tickets, and general entry is a low $5 each. For more information or to book a table, contact the Sunfest coordinator, Warwick Marshall C, VK4NW, or email sunfest@vk4wis.org.
Good morning, this is Jeff, VK4KJJ. The Brisbane VHF Group is holding a microwavers get-together on Sunday the 16th of July at the club rooms of the Redcliffe and District Amateur Radio Club. The get-together is for anyone with an interest in the higher amateur bands. The Redcliffe Club is located on Kalinga Road, Kippering. Activities kick off at 10 a.m. and a barbecue lunch will be available. A 10 GHz test range is going to be set up, so bring along your 10 GHz transverters and check them out. A limited amount of test equipment will also be available if you want something tested. Please let us know if you have a particular request. We will also have on show some equipment for the 47 GHz amateur band. You can also bring along your latest microwave project to show others what you've been working on. For further details, contact Jeff Robinson at vk4kjj@wia.org.au. 7-3's from Jeff, VK4KJJ.
John, VK4JJW for Q News, and just ahead of a look at another three of our VK4 area clubs and special interest groups, it's thanks to those that, since we started highlighting our absent friendly clubs, have stepped up to the mic. The Brisbane VHF group, of course, Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club, and those happy campers, Noel's Nutty Campers. But on to another three now. I'm John, VK4JJW for Q News. We'll look in today on the Gympie Communications and Electronics Group, Cairns, and Southside Amateur Radio Society. The Southsiders meet the first Wednesday of the month at McDonald's Meeting Rooms, Leichhardt Street, Woodridge. That's in Logan Central. And all are welcome at the meetings, which start at 7 p.m. Third Wednesday of the month for technical discussions at various venues. Tuesday night, the Southside Amateur Radio Society runs an ed on 147.075 plus 600 on the club's VK4RAX Mount Cotton repeater. If you want some training or an assessment, their training course coordinator is Brendan Pratt, VK4BLP, phone 3171 3111. The president is Pat Sullivan, VK4FPAT. Gympie Communications and Electronics Group, a like-minded group of radio enthusiasts in the Gympie region of southeast Queensland, promoting amateur radio in the area. They proudly boast members aged in their teens through to over 90, some new to the hobby, while others have been on the air for over 40 years. Gympie Communications and Electronics Group started off in 2008 and has steadily grown to well over 30 members. Meetings are held at the old Gympie Railway Station, Tozer Street, Gympie. This is the Rattler Station, and their building is at the northern end of the platform. Meetings are held on the second Thursday of the month at 7:30 p.m. except January, and there's a social get-together at the club room every Wednesday morning at 10. The club runs an HF net on 80 metres. This net's on Wednesday evenings at 8 o'clock on 3647 kHz. President is Lachlan Morrison, VK4FLCM. Cairns Amateur Radio Club maintains two voice repeaters, 146.950 QTH Mount Haran via Caranda and 439.850 QTH Ridges Tradewinds Esplanade. No access tone is required for either. Club call sign is VK4HM. Cairns Club members meet on the second Wednesday of each month, 19:30 EST, in the Crystal Room at Brothers Leagues Club, Anderson and English Street, Monunda. Ask at the desk for directions. Cairns Amateur Radio Club holds a net every Tuesday at 09:30 UTC on 3596 MHz. And president is Willie Block, VK4HB. Well, there we be, three of our 27 VK4 clubs and six special interest groups. If you'd like to put pen to paper and step up to the microphone to tell us about your club, then drop a note to qnews@wia.org.au. For Q News, I'm John, VK4JJW.
This is VK4WIA.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Stop the world, I want to get off, is a cry that many old-timers will remember. These days the world has tried to become more busy with retail trade, bypassing the old weekend trading traditions. We read that more people are doing unpaid work over and above what is expected to earn a wage. People in the rural industries have been fighting falling prices and weather. Stop the world! It is one of the fanciful and whimsical expressions that people used to say they are stressed. So is it really a fact that we are short of time, or is it just the pressure of life today? Stop the world can also be a reason for taking a break, a change of activity, a pause in the routine that refreshes the mind and body. Stop the world and let me enjoy all that a hobby can do. Put on the computer, grab the headphones and make sure the key or the microphone is polished. In the comfort of familiar surroundings, a warm drink and the relaxation of spacing out with something that brings the outside world in. Stop the world, I want to get off the treadmill of the mundane, the routine, and enjoy a different something for now. This is what our hobby is all about. This is what all our hobbies should be about. Letting us refresh, reinvigorate, and let the cares of the necessary parts of life hide in the shadows for a while, until we go out to face that other part of life again. Amateur radio is a good hobby, and some say the greatest hobby, and it is something we can enjoy in so many ways. Instead of bringing the woes of the world home, let us take our hobby to the world and feel better for it. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to qnews@wia.org.au.